Being in a tanning bed is equivalent to 10 to 15 times the exposure of UV radiation that you would get if you were standing outside. That's equivalent to standing outside between 10 and 2 during the day for 2 weeks by just getting in a tanning bed one time.
That's why they're considered so dangerous.
Exactly. So you get much more concentrated, much quicker exposure to the sun, and we know that it is a carcinogen, meaning that it causes cancer.
That's why the focus on minors. Is the skin more vulnerable somehow, some way at that age, or are we just talking about concerns about starting exposure to the sun or to UV rays earlier?
Most of a person's sun exposure occurs before the age of 18, going outside to play, hanging out with friends. And that's also the age where people are a little bit more carefree and they're not really paying attention to sun protection mechanisms, wearing the clothing, the hats, the sunscreen. And so their risk is much greater.
The new regulations recommend or strongly urge people under 18 not to use tanning beds. In your opinion, should there have been an outright ban?
People need to have the freedom to make their own decisions. However, I think if they're going to make those decisions, they need to be fully informed about them. I think that there is a use, there's a time and a place for our UV radiation emitting devices. However, I think for recreation, we have enough alternatives, spray tans, home tanners, that can achieve the look that people are seeking without conferring an increased risk for cancer down the road.
Now, the FDA has raised the classification for tanning beds and sun lamps from class 1 to class 2. What's the difference?
Well, the FDA stratifies the risk of different devices based upon the risk that it poses, as well as the amount or the degree to which the user contributes to that risk. Class 1 devices are things that have very minimal risk, things like bandages or gauze. Class 2 things have an increased risk of injury. What this means is that the FDA has more oversight in their production, in their function, and they also have placed a black box warning on these devices. Persons under the age of 18 should not use it, as should people who have an increased a history of skin cancer, a family history of skin cancer. People who are exposed to these devices should also be checked regularly for skin cancer, and that's home checks as well as a professional check with a dermatologist.
Of course, all of this depends on enforcement.
So the tanning industry is unfortunately not very supportive of this. It does affect their bottom line. So sometimes in order to inform and protect the public, we need to go through the government. And there's no amount of UV radiation that we know is safe. So protect yourself. And, you know, this is one of the most common form of cancer is skin cancer. And the way that we prevent it in most patients is to minimize or even eliminate your sun exposure.
Dr. Carter, thank you for being with me.
Thank you.